This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by DrawYouPicture.com, where you can get me to draw you about anything, just about anything. Check out what I've done for others. See what I can do for you at DrawYouPicture.com. Also by our patrons like Jesse Cantrell, Jay Gould, and John Freeman, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus stories, stickers, ad-free listening, and more. Join today at Patreon.com/ThatStoryShow.
Hello, this is Stephen Hawking. And you are listening to That Story Show. It's more fun than being sucked into a black hole.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
We're watching!
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat and I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
In the jungle.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real-life stories into the spotlight. It is episode 421, brought to the week of August 18th, 2022. I'm your host, my name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, my name is John, and I like to go out to eat, and sometimes, guess what?
What?
They ask me if I want a box for the leftovers.
Uh-huh.
But I say, no, I'll wrestle for them instead. Don't you love it? You never do that? Hey,
no.
Hey, you want a box for your leftovers? And I was like, no, I want to wrestle for them.
Well, I have done the thing where they say, do you want your milk in a bag? And I'm like, no, keep it in the bottle, dummy. You know, so keep it in
that's
the jug.
Good. You know. I'll remember that next time I do the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Never.
They don't think it's funny, but I think it's funny. And that's the important thing. So anyway, I have to apologize for something, John. Well, I have to apologize.
Why?
I kind of went crazy the last couple episodes about a certain topic, and that it's tasering people.
Tasering.
Yeah, tasering and executing people. I don't know what I was thinking, but I went back and listened, and I'm like, I sound like an American Psycho. I'm like Christian Bale up in there, you know? Like, I'm half step away from chopping somebody's face off with a chrome, you know, axe. I don't know what to do. So I don't know what to say other than I apologize to everyone that I would have killed.
Back in the 1500s?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, or whenever it was.
So and then the tasing thing, I still am fired up about that, but, I still think about it a lot, but I think in reality I would chicken out. I don't think I could hurt somebody that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess when we get to 1,000 patrons, we'll find out.
Yeah.
I do hope you chicken out.
And according to some of our listeners' research, you did say this year. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And I changed it. I tried to change it. So I apologize for that too, because I really wanted to tase you. So if we can get to 1,000 patrons in a year, I can still tase John.
A year from today.
Yeah, I have a guy. There's a guy
at, August 18th
at Chick-fil-A where I work. I work at Chick-fil-A now. And,
yeah.
And his name's Adam. And shout out to Adam, by the way. He listens to the show. And
no way.
Yeah. And he comes up and he's like, dude, he says, you are talking about hurting kids on your show. And I'm like, what?
what are you talking about? That wasn't me.
Out of context, it sounds terrible. But he's like, yeah, you're talking about tasing teenagers. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, of course. You know, teenagers aren't kids. But
yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, but I never would. I just want everybody to know that. It's just, you know, it was just a crazy time, and there was a microphone in front of me, and, you know, some people don't have microphones when they have their crazy times. I did.
True.
So.
Guess we have to be careful.
Yeah.
At least on Thursdays.
I just want people to know that you don't have to tell your kids to not be scared of me, you know.
That's right.
I'm not going to creep into their rooms at night with a taser. Stuff like that. So why would you even think that? Why would you even bring it up? You dumb.
I don't know.
People? I don't know. So anyway, wasn't
my idea.
Start with an opening story. This one's called Disgusting Soda, and it is disgusting. It's from Delana Morgan from Ukiah, California.
Ukiah.
There you go. She says, listening to episode 386 and someone put in a story about swigging a soda full of warm meat grease. And boy,
I remember that.
That reminds me of a story going back about 30 years. I'm 35 now. There was a time when cigarette smoking wasn't looked at as a huge, horrible, disgusting thing like it is nowadays. Yeah. It's because everybody did it. But
yeah,
back
then,
those
days,
if you didn't have an ashtray, you found something just as useful. And one day for my mom, it was a Diet Coke can. So,
oh no.
Might I add, partially filled with flat, unfinished soda. My mom was chit-chatting with the family, so she wasn't paying attention as I walked up and grabbed it to take a sip. I don't honestly think I've tasted anything so devastatingly horrifying as that. I'm gagging just thinking about it now. But skip forward 30-ish years, and now I'm the mother of a 4-year-old adorable boy.
Aww.
Of course he's adorable.
Yeah.
At a family gathering, someone set their beer down within reach of my son. And of course, he wasn't paying attention and neither was I. As soon as I heard my son spitting liquids out, I turned to him with a disgusted look on his face. He shouted, I don't like this soda, mama.
It's so good.
I was horrified, but I couldn't help but laugh because he passed out and, you know, threw up on himself. No, I was horrified and I couldn't help but laugh because of what he said. Now, the look on his face was just so funny. No joke, folks. Watch your kids very carefully. Lesson learned. Hope this gave you at least a light chuckle rather than so much nausea as it did me. Delana Morgan from Yucca, California. Awesome.
Oh, man. Nothing worse than picking up a drink that you don't know what's in it and thinking it's something else. Like,
yeah,
you pick up a sweet tea and it's really not sweet tea, yeah, and you drink it and it's...
There is something worse than that.
What?
It's taking a swig of milk out of the jug and a clump.
Oh, that is bad.
Gets in your mouth.
I wish that I hadn't have thought of that topic.
Yeah, it's the worst thing that came to my mind. It's the grossest thing. It's happened to me once in my life, and I'll never forget it.
It happened to me with eggnog once, and I'm like, I'm not drinking this eggnog.
Yeah, it's like eggnog's already bad to begin with, kind of, sort of, you know? I love it, but it is like walking the line there, you know, between something that is fresh and pure and something that is just off somehow.
It's somehow, yeah. You know, and we drink the non-dairy version of it, which isn't bad.
That's weird.
But it is also off because it, not only is it off in the fact that it's not eggnog at all,
right?
But it's also not dairy at all. It's just interesting.
So, what's it got in it if it doesn't have eggs and nogs?
I don't know. They put substitute nogs.
It's like Diet Coke. It's like you take the sugar out of Diet Coke and you take all the calories out. What's left? I don't even know what I drink. I don't even know what it is. It's like an anti-particle or something. Antimatter.
It's fake antimatter.
Yeah.
It's what's going to power us into warp speed.
So let's rewind the week. All right, so I think I've already talked about the people taking the grass. If I haven't, then somebody tell me and I will talk about the people taking the grass.
I don't recall people taking the grass.
I think I told about it. I think I talked about it. It was either here or on Red School Bus, and I can't remember which one.
So I mean, I remember seeing that title last week, but I don't.
So I'm going to go with Adam's Eye.
I don't remember that one at all.
That's because it just happened. And I actually have a couple I'll do. Because I work at Chick-fil-A now, and I work from 7 to 11 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Saturday is a mess, let me tell you. But anyway.
7 to 11, man. You're there before the biscuits even get there. Yeah,
that's almost true. Almost true. There are people that show up at 5:30 every day and they open.
Oh,
the
they
store.
Bake the biscuits, don't they?
Yeah, I bake biscuits too. I've made
you
biscuits.
Bake the biscuits.
I do.
You're my hero.
I'm learning more and more every day. But anyway, this one's about my friend Adam. He's 19. He's in a band. It's called Meetus. M-E-A-T-U-S. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're gonna meet us at the garage,
right?
Later,
but meet. Like,
oh, like
M-E-A-T, that.
Oh, cow meat.
Yeah, okay. Like meat us, but it's spelled like that. So anyway, he's a drummer and he has a cool tattoo, but he was working in breading and frying that frying area. And all of a sudden I got an alarm that another guy named Adam comes up and he says, so I guess what happened was Adam has kind of got some boiling hot oil in his eye. And I'm like freaking out immediately. Yeah, I can see it on your face. You are kind of freaking out too.
Yeah.
Because that's boiling and crispifying his eyeball. And that's what I imagine is a chicken Light nugget ice. Instead of an eye. And they're like, where is he? He's like, he's in there washing his eye out with water. And I go in there and I went back. I was worried about him. Nobody seemed as concerned as they should be. And he's wiping out his eyes. He's like, it just keeps burning. And he's laughing maniacally. I think it was nervous laughter because he's like, am I ever going to see again? And so I only bring it up because I haven't seen him since then. And nobody's talked about him. So I don't know if he went to bed that night and a freaking hash brown fell out of his eye socket, you know, almost made you spit your water, didn't I?
That'll almost teach you. What are you trying to do, man?
That'll teach you. Trying to drink while I'm talking.
I won't stay hydrated anymore.
I just worry he's a one-eyed guy, and I don't know if I could be friends with a one-eyed guy. I've just offended a lot of people, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
We have one-eyed listeners.
I would be extra friends with him, because then he can wear a patch and be like a pirate.
That's true. Well, anyway, it just worried me. The other thing that happened is I work with all these people that are younger than me, and it's a little humiliating. Because my bosses are all younger than me, like significantly younger, to the tune of like, you know, a dozen years or more. And I have to ask them if I can go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the
fun
part.
How do they
part.
Feel about it? Because they're probably like, you shouldn't ask me to go to the bathroom. I should be asking you.
No. I need to, because I serve a purpose. I serve a role. And if they turn around and say, I need this from you and I'm not there and they don't know why, it throws off production. You know, it throws off the time that we can respond to the customer and all this kind of stuff. So it's important for me to more or less let them know. And then the permission part comes in, because sometimes there's a better time to go than when you absolutely want to. But it is humiliating. I'll say that. Well, anyway, so I've established that these guys are younger than me, but all of a sudden one of them starts humming this little song from my past, and then they all burst into it and they're like, to explore, ready to explore, going through the sky, little Einsteins, come on, let's go, little Einsteins, yeah. And I said, wait a minute, stop right now. Do not tell me that you guys were the age to watch that when it came out. And they're all like, yeah, I was like 6 years old. I was like 5 years old. I was like 4 years old. I'm like, no way. Oh, my daughter watched it because she was three. And so she was on the young end of the spectrum, but she's 17 now. So it makes sense that these 19 and 20 and 21 year olds were little Einsteins people. I'm like, I feel old.
I'm the original Einstein. So.
I was around when the real Einstein was. No, just kidding.
Yeah. No, we aren't that old.
No.
No.
No, not at all. But so Adam's Eye and the little Einsteins. It's a job that just keeps giving. It just keeps giving me and giving me things.
I mean, you might have to start your own. Well, you've already got your own TikTok, but you might be able to, you know, do TikToks on the stuff that you experience at work.
We're not allowed to have our phones with us at Chick-fil-A.
Well, you have to do it outside.
Oh. Yeah.
'Cause, you know, there is a girl on TikTok that, like, she works at Chick-fil-A and that's her whole thing, is that she talks about the Chick-fil-A stuff and the nuggets. I think her name is Chick-fil-A Nuggets or something. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
But yeah. You don't want to do it inside. That could get you in trouble by the big cheese.
I
don't want to do it.
I dress up like a guy from Chick-fil-A every morning. And then, as an added bonus, I go and work at Chick-fil-A. So.
And then as a double added bonus, you get paid by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I do.
And then you get to eat their lunch every day.
That's true. I don't, though, because you know, you always get tired of the food that you make, you know, and that you handle and stuff. It's the smell. It's the smell. It's a good smell, but the smell of Chick-fil-A it's permeated my pores and my clothing. And it was weird. Although today somebody was sneezing back behind in the back, because I work in the back. Somebody had pulled up to the drive-thru and their car smelled so much like weed that it permeated the front counter space, went through the pass-thru to the ward into the back where we are, and we could smell the strong odor of marijuana. Ooh. I'm like, dad gum, dude.
Either that or they had a skunk in the car, right?
Yeah, that must have been what it was.
Probably was.
Probably.
Because in St. Louis, nobody does.
Nobody
that.
Smokes weed. Dude, you can get behind a car on the highway and smell the weed coming off their car. It's not even funny. So God help us when it becomes legal, but you know, borderline is already. So
yeah, it's almost accepted by so forth.
Anyway, so yeah, little Einsteins, James is old. James turned 49 on August 8th. So yeah.
Happy post birthday once again.
Thanks. It's just,
well, I have a weekly update. This is actually happened last week on Thursday, and I thought, oh man, this might make a good, but then I didn't think about it until afterwards. So this is one of the fun things I get to do in my job, you know, serving our campus as the IT guy, and then some of my work involves accessing the security cameras.
Oh.
So
this isn't the first update that you've started with those words. I've always liked those ones, so thank you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately this time it's not me with my shirt off.
Well, no, one of them was your son running head first into the bleachers with no eyes or something. He had like virtual reality on or something like that. I don't even know. He just,
that's right,
without even slowing down, just full blast into the bleachers.
Right during Rangers. Actually, it was after Rangers. He's waiting on me. He had the Oculus on. I still have that video, by the way. It's awesome.
That's great.
But, last week, we were in full, you know, first week of school type stuff. And if, you know, if you've ever worked in a school or whatever, or worked anywhere where you're closed for part of the year and then you open back up, it's just crazy getting ready for it. And then so much on your mind, making sure that everybody gets to it's like the first week at summer camp or something, you know,
being
one of the camp directors, you've done that.
Yeah.
So it's understandable and acceptable to maybe forget a little bit, you know, and lose stuff So one of our teachers, JP, I'm going to call him out because, you know, he totally lost his backpack. And he's like, I can't find it anywhere. And so, you know, he thought, let's track it down and find out where it was.
Is this a kid or a grown up?
Oh, this is one of the teachers.
Oh,
one of the teachers.
Oh boy. Yeah.
He's over at the high school and he, you know, helps students and he's a great guy. Super awesome dude.
I lost my backpack.
Just happened to lose his backpack. And so he says, I know I had it on me when I was over in building one. I said, all right, let's roll the cameras back to building one. Tell me what time. So we see him. He's walking around the lobby and then he walks out. He's got his backpack on him. And so we trace him across the campus, you know, using our different cameras and stuff.
This is very cool, by the way.
He's got it there.
This is like Batman stuff.
It's what?
This is like Batman stuff, like Oracle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I need a trace on the backpack.
Enhance the bag. Make sure it's mine.
Yeah.
And so he pulls up to building 5, which is all the way on the other side of campus. He still has his backpack.
Okay.
So then he walks into the building and he's still got his backpack on. And then he takes it. He goes to like on the far side where it's actually like a cafeteria, that kind of thing that he's walked into. It's a multi-purpose room. So they use it as a cafeteria. They use it as an auditorium. You know, students go in there, have study hall, all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. So he takes it off and sets it down on a table. And so we're scrubbing through the video, just kind of watching, okay. And he's convinced that maybe one of the students has taken it because, you know, he's a real likable guy and the kids kind of like to play tricks on him every now and then. So he's, you know, he's ready to bust this whoever stole his backpack and hid it from him because we're going to find out where it went, you know.
Right.
So it's there on the table. And we just keep fast forward in the film and it's sitting there and he's like, man, it hasn't moved. And by this time, a couple hours in the video has gone through. Of course, it's only minutes for us.
Right.
And it's still sitting there. And keep in mind, this is the next day. So like he had texted me on Wednesday night saying, hey man, can you go over and check over in the multi-purpose room? I feel like I left it in there. And so I looked in the area that he asked me to look and it wasn't there.
Okay.
So next day, we're still looking for his backpack and we're using the cameras. And so he had set it down and watching the video, scrubbing through, everybody's moving real fast and somebody starts to walk towards it, the cleaning lady.
Ah.
You know, it's like in the afternoon now. Most of the students are gone. The cleaning lady comes and picks it up and moves it like a foot to the side so she can clean under it. So it's still sitting on a bench and he's like, man, I thought for sure she was gonna move it or something. Nope, nobody moved it. In fact, later it gets put on top of the table, and then there's some students sitting around it, and he actually walks up and talks to the students, and his backpack is sitting right there. And he's like, oh, man, I missed that one. I talked to those kids. And so we fast-forward it. So I was like, well, let's see if it moves in the middle of the night. Nope, I fast-forwarded it till the middle of the night.
Wow.
Fast-forward it till the next day. The next day, they have chapel in that room.
Uh-huh.
The backpack is still there. Hasn't moved an inch. And he's like, it's still there, isn't it? I said, I don't know. Let's find out. So I move it. I move it to go to the live, and it's sitting right there.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole time, he's like, oh, man, I feel like an idiot. So he walks over and, you know, I'm still watching the cameras as he's walking over and retrieving his backpack. And there's this girl sitting at the table and I'm assuming he knows who she is, but he stands at the table, kind of stares at it for a second and shakes his head like, oh my gosh, what's, and he picks his backpack up and puts it on. And then he turns around and looks up at the camera and he's like, I guess I left it there. So I've been having fun razzing them the whole week.
It's the shortest episode of CSI ever.
It wasn't lost. Nobody stole it. It was just sitting there.
Zoom in, enhance. Oh my gosh.
So I, of course, I had to record it. The whole experience of him finding his backpack and stuff in his little mishap here on the video. And I posted it to my TikTok. It's the most viewed video I have so far.
Oh, that's
which
great.
Isn't really saying much because it's like,
yeah.
But it's my first video to break 1,000. So there's that.
That's awesome.
So thanks, JP. You've made me almost internet TikTok famous. So
that's great. There we go. Where would we be without technology? You'd still know, be right? looking for that backpack that never left where he put it. So
it's always the last place you left it, isn't it?
Always, always the last place you look. That's why whenever I find something I'm looking for, I keep looking for it. So that's not the case for me. So
yeah, just keep going.
Just want to thank a patron. Felicia became a annual patron for $32.40. Yeah, it's it's easy to do that. You can join for $1 a month. You can join for $3 a month. You can join for $5 or $10 a month. It's about what you can do and what your availability is. But we appreciate our patrons and we love the support that you give. It goes directly to helping us out and getting us what we need to do this show for you. So, check us out, patreon.com/ that story show. That would be great.
Yes.
A reminder, if you'd like to send in a story for the show, because that's what we do is we tell stories. If you'd like to, our phone number is toll free, 833-55-STORY. That's 833-557-8669. I'm sorry. 833-557-8679. So there you go. And
you need to turn that into a song. 833-557-8679.
Or we could just say story. You know, I paid extra for that. So
they're worth every penny.
They're like there's 833-77 story. There's 833-88 story. There's 55 story. I'm like, I'll take 55. I like 55. Yeah. So anyway,
sounds good.
Also, if you'd like to join us live, we record the show live on Thursdays at twitch.tv/NLcast. And you can join us live also on our Discord server. All of that is available if you want to find it at nlcast.com/community. And you can get involved and all that kind of stuff. Right now, it's time for a laugh from the past. It is sent to us by the TSS historian. He pours through our archives and he finds us these great stories that are worth retelling and resharing. This one's called Poop Hood. Do you remember that one?
I remember this one.
Yeah, you think you do until you hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I remember it different then?
It's just so much more than you remember is what I would wager. So here we go.
Okay, this is something I want to warm you guys up for. I have easily got what is easily the grossest voicemail story ever.
We've outdone that ever, so ever. I many almost times deleted over.
It was so gross, but it does fall within the realm because gross is not necessarily not clean. You know, it's just gross. It really happened. It's a true story, guys. I'm going to take a vote. There's three of us. Do you want to hear the story or not?
Well, you go first, Trevor. And I'll base my answer on yours.
I have a bucket ready. I'm good.
Oh, okay, John.
Yes.
Is it grosser than sticking a toothbrush in the toilet and then putting it back in your mouth?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay, man. I'm just gonna have to stomach it. I'm in.
Here we go.
Do it. Hey guys, this is Jason from Western Pennsylvania, long time listener, first time caller. And I just wanted to relay a story real quickly. Growing up in Western Pennsylvania, hunting is definitely one of the major pastimes that we participate in. And when I was a kid, we'd go hunting with my family, cousins, and aunts and uncles. And I had a cousin, at the time. And, you know, it was a cold day while we were deer hunting, and he had one of those zip-up snowsuits with the hood and all inclusive. So, you know, sometimes when you're out in the woods, you're not always in the best place to do your business. And so he had to do some business. And so he found a log and he said, "Oh, I got to go in the bush and do my business." So he did that. He went out there. He did that and came back. And we're like, "Well, you know, that really smells. I can still smell it. You know, did you leave everything back there?" And he's like, yeah. no problem. Well, he zips up. He's coming out, and he's just starting to zip up his snowsuit and gets it on, and you know it's really cold, so he's putting his hood on. He just whips his hood up and he tightens it up, and all of a sudden, now get ready. This is not for the faint of heart. From the sides of the hood around his face.
No!
Smears and just
no, I can't listen to that.
Oozing out is let's just say some fecal material, and it was the most disgusting thing that we had ever seen. But it was, at the same time, we just all just started howling. And he is there just with just major poop head at that point, and we were just laughing. And to this day, we talk about that, and he is forever known as poop head.
Yeah.
Just wanted to pass that along. I hope you're not too disgusted. Yes, but, hey, appreciate your show.
Mommy.
I can't separate my teeth from each other.
I missed a lot of the end of it, but I got the picture.
Gosh.
Oh, and I wish it would go away.
It's even greater when you realize that when he pulled the snowsuit down, he just flopped it down behind him, and he popped a squat right in the hood of his own stinking parka.
Pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah. Leave nothing but footprints.
Boy, this hood is warm.
God, could you imagine?
Oh, so there we go.
Kind of fun to hear our old selves or our younger selves.
I know.
We had so much to live for back then.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, we have so much to live for now, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
I don't. I have no prospects for tasing anyone. So
come on. There's always hope.
Always hope. All right.
You should keep one in your pocket just in case, you know.
I know.
Somebody breaks into the store or something. You're like, I got my opportunity now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Somebody hops that counter. They're coming after the nuggets.
I mean, in McDonald's, I see videos. They do it all the time. I've never seen it happen in a Chick-fil-A, but.
Yeah, somebody tried to talk me into one of those standing kind, that you just stand there and touch them. But I'm like, you have to have contact with the person, and as soon as you hit them, they're gonna back away or fall away or jump away, and then I need the leads. I need the little dart piercing things.
I'll have a little distance.
Yeah, that way when they fall, I can hit them again and watch them do their own little version of the coffin dance on the floor there. So you're like your son. You laugh quietly.
I did. Well, I had to move away from the mic because my nose was starting to run.
Anyway, it's time for us to do some listener stories. And this segment is brought to you by our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, this one is called Dragon Ball G's, And it is from Stephen from Alabama. Hey, James and John, this is a story I hope you won't judge me for. It's just a product of being a stupid teenager. When I was younger, my grandmother used to give me quarters for each of the U.S. states when they were minted. If you're not familiar with this, they were minted from 1999 to 2008, and each state got its own quarter. And each time they would release a new state, my grandmother would give me a few of them. And I suppose she either requested them at the bank or ordered them herself. I also had one of the United States quarter maps to put each quarter in its corresponding state. Well, in 2008, I was 15 years old and really, really dumb. At this point in my life, I was obsessed with a show called Dragon Ball Z. And they were in the process of releasing an uncut season on DVD. And they were about to release season 4. Now, I was absolutely ecstatic about the 4th season coming out because it was my personal favorite in the series. And this season was the storyline that introduced Trunks, who was my favorite character in Dragon Ball Z. And I'm hoping that you have not connected the dots yet. Yeah, I actually have.
Mm.
So in my teenage brain, I thought it would be a good idea to go and buy it. The bad news for me was I didn't have the money because I was not working yet. So what did I do?
Oh, boy.
I started scrounging up whatever cash and change I could find around the house. And this included, yes, my collection of quarters for each of the 50 states that my grandmother had so thoughtfully given me. And I went to Walmart happy as could be because I had just enough money. The funny part of all this was not driving. I was not driving yet, and my parents knew full well what I was doing, and they drove me to the store to get it. Why didn't they stop me, James? I don't know. I would have slapped you in the back of the head. So I'd have tasered your teenage butt.
Hold those quarters still while I tase you.
And hopefully they would conduct electricity and multiply the zapping. Would your mom have stopped you? Yes, she would have. First of all, because there was no such thing as Dragon Ball Z. They would have put me in an insane asylum. What are you talking about? Dragon Ball Z. No Japanese entertainment allowed except for Superbook and stuff like that. So when I handed my quarters to the cashier to purchase my Dragon Ball Z Season 4 Uncut Edition, she was not happy at all. She then had to count out over $20 worth of quarters and other assorted change I used to pay for this item. We were there for a while, and she had to recount a few times to make sure that I had the correct amount. When we left, I had what I came to get, and I was ecstatic.
Mm.
It wasn't until about 3 or so years later that I began to regret this decision. Now I'm 30, and it hurts my heart that every time I think about it, what I did when I was 15, my grandmother still has no idea.
Don't tell her now. Tell her.
She's so close. So going home, she doesn't need to know. And I don't have the heart to tell her. Why are we as teenagers so heartless? Because that's just the phase we go through as stupid teenagers. I am still a fan of Dragon Ball Z, but I have not even watched it in years. But yet I talk to my grandmother all the time.
Yeah.
I hope you cringed just a little bit and maybe laughed at my stupid choice. But there are a ton that I made in my teenage years, stupid choices. Hopefully I can send some of them in without breaking the 10 and up rating. Steven from Alabama. P.S. Chick-fil-A, James, is my favorite place to eat, and I love hearing the behind-the-scenes stuff on the Gospel of Kinnison. That's right. If you're not listening to the GOK, you need to check it out, the Gospel of Kinnison. It is everywhere that iTunes and, you know, Google podcasts and all that stuff, so check out the Gospel of Kinnison and hear about my life behind the microphone, you know, away from the microphone. So anyway,
behind the counter, James Kinnison.
I picked this one for you specifically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I did.
Okay. Well, I look forward to reading it, but I want to say something about Steven's story real quick.
Okay.
I follow a guy on TikTok who talks about the worth of quarters and there, I believe, are a number of blemished quarters in that series that are worth way more than 25 cents.
Oh.
And so he'll talk about, you know, pennies that are worth thousands of dollars and stuff like that. So not to add insult to injury, Steven, but you know, you probably had a lot more than $20.
Steven broke his grandma's heart and possibly messed up his whole life. You might have been a millionaire. So
maybe
Enjoy that Dragon Ball Z. little ad-lib recap song right there for you.
There you go. Okay, this is the story called Great Glow, and it comes to us from Matthew
Launier. I want to say Launier. I know there's not two E's, but it. I want it to be Launier.
Launier,
like an engineer or a.
Oh, that's cool.
A space explorer. He's Matthew Launier.
I'm Matthew Launier. I have a great glow. Are you ready to hear about it?
I am, and I'm not sure our audience is, though. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to read it. Greetings, James and John. This is Matt the Gen Xer from Chicago. I have a story for you that I will try my best to make suitable to listeners for ages 10 and up.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Yeah.
Yay. Well... That makes it.
That applies it. I just applied a fresh coating of 10 and up. So
okay. So what happens if it's not E and up? E 10 and up.
It is. I just do this.
Rated E for everyone. 10 and up.
And it is. It's automatic.
Okay. 10-4. Well, there we go. I will read this without any concern. So after I was married and before we had kids, I would occasionally walk through my apartment in the suit that I was given for my birthday.
Rated E for everyone. 10 and up.
And just in case.
There we go. That's a nice suit. I got one of those too when I was, you know, born. My birthday.
Yeah.
Born. Now, this was only occasionally.
What's
okay?
wrong with you, Matthew, first of all? Why? Why would you do this? I'm shy around myself. I don't even look in the mirror. You know, I get out of this. I wrap a towel around myself when I'm alone in the house to go to get a pair of underwear. Out of the drawer. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was raised with ladies in the house, my mom and two sisters, you know, for a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
But I'm very shy. Yeah.
I can relate with that. I actually have a pair of cut off blue jeans
that you always wear.
I always wear.
You're never nude.
I take a shower with them.
I would not doubt it. John would be pristine. And amazing and never nude. No,
that's rest of development there for you. That's a little throwback just in case. I don't really have cut off blue jeans. I just said that. Okay, so now this was only occasionally. You know, this is Matt speaking here. I wasn't European or anything, okay? Mm. What does that mean? What does that mean that he's not European?
Maybe
or
he's
anything?
Making a slam that Europeans walk around their house naked. I don't know.
Naked. Okay. I maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never been to Europe.
So... I just wanted to put a fresh coat.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so there we go. So one day I found myself at the refrigerator looking for food in this state of dress.
Mm-hmm.
My wife entered the kitchen and pointed at my waistline and exclaimed, "It glows!" Now, before you jump to conclusions, I was not homeschooled. But the health class in public school... and the book my parents gave me when I was nearing that special time in a boy's life did not cover this strange occurrence of the male physiology.
Yeah.
My wife, seeing where I was looking and realizing the idiocy running through my head, stated, "No, your watch." Your watch, idiot. You see, James and John, I was not totally in the buffer. I was wearing a watch that indeed did glow in the dark. Hmm. Please feel free to play that sound clip, you know, that states that you're an idiot.
Oh, I don't have that.
If you want to.
I don't have it.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot, yeah.
You're an idiot. Hope this makes it on the show or after the show or whatever.
Yeah, it made it on there. It made it on there barely. It's about as close. Just one more
Rated
time.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
All right. So,
James, can I tell you something?
What?
There was a time when I was a newlywed and I lived in the parsonage next to the church that I worked at. And, well, let's just say the neighbors across the street said that we needed to get some curtains for
Oh my gosh, John, what the heck?
I don't know what they were referring to.
No,
I don't know. They just said they just recommended curtains.
No, what is it? What is it with you people?
I don't know, but I mean, either. Why did they have binoculars?
That's true. Why were they looking?
Why were they looking in my window?
Why were they stinking looking? Okay, so my house has a toilet right next to a window. Okay. It's on the second floor and it has blinds, and we turn the blinds to where you can't look up through them from the ground.
Right.
But the lighting also helps because the lighting is top down. And so it doesn't cast a shadow of your silhouette while you're standing there doing your business. But occasionally I will forget to turn that light on, and the light from the closet shines across the entire bathroom and puts a perfect outline of my profile on display, like daggum, like a World's Fair movie, you know, black and white movie
silhouette.
It's a talkie, you know? And so I never go and turn on the big light, 'cause I'm already into it. I'm already going. So I just kind of turn around and put my back to the window, so my silhouette changes, so that if anybody's down there, look, hey, look up there, that guy's going to a bathroom, you know.
What's that guy? Well, they don't know it's a bathroom, right?
I don't know, but it's pretty obvious, like I said, when I'm in profile view. Okay. What's going on?
Window.
There's a way you stand, you know. Hey, that guy's trying to put his belt on, you know.
Oh.
For a long time. I don't know. He's not having much luck.
There's so many things that are going through my head that are not. No.
Here we go.
Rated E for everyone. Right. There, 10 there and up.
Ah, all better. This is from Maureen, called Stranger Danger. This is Maureen again, and I have another story. I'm listening to episode 106 where you are talking about the Target Bat Lady. I remember that one. And it reminded me of my own crazy Target run-in. So I've got really cute kids, and I've gotten used to strangers coming up in the grocery store to fawn over them. I usually will wave and tell my kids to say hi back and make the kind strangers feel good. Well, one day I went to Target with my daughter, who was one at the time. Before we got to the door, I noticed a woman walking up the exterior wall of the building, and she was just touching it, like creeping along, touching the wall. And it looked like she may be saying something to the wall, and I wasn't sure, so I just kept it moving. And we ended up seeing the woman inside the Target, and she made eye contact with me, and I wanted to be nice, so I smiled back at her, and that was my mistake.
Uh-oh.
The lady comes up to me and my daughter and started waving hi to my little girl, and then she said to me, she likes me. You know why? Because I'm the blood man.
What?
I had no words. I just shook my head and said bye and walked away, and wondering if I misheard her. I don't think I did. So we said a couple prayers before we continued shopping. My daughter's eyes started glowing from the demon she picked up from the lady. Take care, guys. Maureen.
I'm the blood man.
That's a freaking movie. That's a horror movie start right there.
Yeah.
It's like everything was fine. My baby was great until we met the blood man.
Target Terror, part one.
Oh, so yeah. You got to watch out for those. I remember I had a cute kid once. They're gorgeous now, but back then they were really cute. And this old lady came up to the cart, and I was a few feet away picking something up, you know, but I came over and she's like, oh, your baby's so cute. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. What do we say, Jenna? And she's like, thank you. She used to say, I know.
I know.
Yeah. So you're so cute. I know. And we're like, no, you don't say that. You say, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Because she's heard it so many times. She knew. I know. But then the old lady started put her thumb up, like she was giving a little thumbs up, a weak one, though. So the thumb wasn't completely up. And she started putting that thumb toward my daughter's mouth. And I grabbed that card. And I'm like, well, we'll see you later. We got to go. I don't know what she was thinking. But she was crossing several lines at one time. And
too many.
My daughter's not going to suck on your daggum nasty old lady thumb.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what in the world were you thinking? I don't know. But yeah, you do have to be careful when you're being nice to people, because sometimes people take it as like, oh, now my weirdness can show, you know?
I've got free liberty to reign with all my weirdness. Yes. Run with all my weirdness.
Yeah, I'm the blood man.
And
so
I'm the blood man. You know, on this topic, Johnny was a cute little kid, and you know, being the first time parent when would go out with him, you know, the girls would be like, oh, he's so cute and stuff like that. And we were sitting at a Chick-fil-A of all places, and I'm such an idiot, you know. Anyways, so this young woman was commenting on how cute he is and stuff like that. So, well, you know, if he, you know, he doesn't say much, but if he could talk, he'd probably ask for your number.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't think about it at the time, but it was like, you know, after I had left the building, I was like, did I really just say what I thought I said?
It's borderline creepy, John.
Because it is totally creepy. And it's like, oh, I'm just an idiot. And I don't, you know, I was not hitting on
right,
her by
right.
And if I had realized what I said, I probably would have apologized profusely. And I'm an idiot.
You know, if I didn't have a son and his mother, I might be asking for your number.
Yeah, I'm going to use my son to be a dating something or other.
Yeah, we don't have dating apps yet, so I'm going to swipe right right here. Anyway, weird. We have a voicemail, and it is called... It's from Kendrick from Ohio, and it's called Face First. And so here we go. Here we go.
Hey, That Story Show. This is Kendrick from Ohio, and I figured I'd call and share a story from when I was a wee lad, probably like 7 or 8. My family decided to take a trip down to Texas. My father knew an oil miner down there, and a very, very rich guy. And he had a family, probably like 3 or 4 children. Anyways, we went down there to stay with them. And I remember this moment that we like pulled up to their house. It was almost like Beverly Hillbillies moment, where their house is just like a huge mansion. So if you can picture the Beverly Hillbillies mansion, that's kind of what it looked like. Anyways, so we stayed there for like the weekend. While we were staying there, 7 or 8 year old boy that I was trying to, you know, impress the girls, right? And they had
a
daughter
family
around the same age that I was at the moment. And yeah, we got along pretty well, you know. I'd impress her. We were playing together. I'd try to show off by like walking across the swing set and all this type of stuff. And I remember I was swinging on one of the swings, again, trying to impress her. I was watching her the whole time, you know, as I was swinging, trying to go higher than everybody else and do tricks where I jump off the swing and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember like I kind of jumped off and I got caught and like slipped and fell and face planted straight into the ground. That was bad enough, like all my pride. But what I forgot to realize is that this family had a very big German Shepherd. And say he had left some remnants behind. And luckily or unluckily, I fell face first right into the big pile.
Gross, but I'm so happy that happened.
And I just remember being completely humiliated. Walking up, I had to walk up to this big house then. We were outside playing. Walked up to the big front door and like knocked on it. And I remember the owner's wife just like opened up the door. And there I'm standing with like poop all over my face and just my shirt. I was so messy and dirty. And I don't remember if I ever talked to that girl after that or not. So, yep, there it is. All right, thanks. See ya.
The rich lady was like, Tilly, please come and deal with this ragamuffin.
go see him to the fence, please.
Get him some toilet. Help.
Hose him down with the good hose.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
That's terrible. I'm sorry that happened to you, Kendrick. That's probably the worst thing ever.
Yeah, the thing is, if he was aiming for it, he probably wouldn't have been able to do it. Like, I'm going to swing on the swing. Just imagine it wasn't dog poop. It was a circle on the ground. And I'm going to land in a way my face, my nose touches down right there. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But no. he was just up in the air, flipping around, splat right there.
That always happens to me, man. Yeah. And that's why I'm so, you know, jazzed about the experience, because anytime I would try and show off, I would mess up and totally embarrass myself.
Yeah, so. Girls don't realize what we do for them.
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough being a dude.
We put ourselves out there and we do stupid things
to
try to get your attention. I mean, like birds do it too. They turn into idiots and they start dancing around and they let their plumage show. They try to, some birds try to build little shelters to impress a potential mate. And men are the same way. That's why we make stupid jokes and try to show off and try to jump over fences and do all kinds of stuff. I mean,
It's just it's hormones and crazy thoughts and stuff like that. She'll love this. I'll do the worm. She'll think that's amazing. She will be mine. You know. But girls
don't care.
Girls kind of do the same thing. On the flip side, at least in middle school, I remember, you know, if a girl liked you, she would beat the living crap out of you. Like, she would just punch you in the arm over and over. You so funny. Bam. Just, you know.
Is that what that meant?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that they just all hated me.
No, they loved you and they would beat the crap out of you. And, anyway, it's how I got two girlfriends at once one time. So
they both punched you in the face.
They wouldn't let me pick. They were best friends and they both liked me. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was in sixth grade, you know. I'm like, I'd never had a girlfriend, much less any two of them. And they're like, okay, so you're going to go out with both of us. And I'm like, okay, whatever, you know.
Okay.
Just got to write twice the notes, you know, and all that. But then before the end of class, they came to me like, you have to pick one. And I said, I'm done with both of you, actually.
No, so I will not. I
wasn't really sure about this thing to begin with, but the minute it becomes filled with drama, I'm in sixth grade. I don't even know what a swastika is, you know. So I had drawn one on my arm earlier that day. I thought it was a cool design. I got cornered by a black kid. I asked if I was racist. I didn't even know what that was. You know?
You didn't know what racist meant.
My mom took me out of homeschool and put me into sixth or seventh grade in middle school. And I just thought it was a cool idea, design on the back of my hand. And so I had a lot to deal with and a lot to learn. And having two girlfriends was not something that I liked or found enjoyable. We got one last story. This is called Water Wedgie. It's Rachel X. And it just goes to show how dumb teenagers are. Here we go. When I was somewhere around 8 or 10, I went to the local water park. It was huge. It didn't just have tube slides and wave pools, but all different kinds of water rides, slides, rafts, and stuff like that. One slide was just a big slide, just a big, steep, long slide. It was waterproof. It was sealed foam stuff. So it was just a big, tall slide. And you went down on your back without an inner tube. You crossed your legs. You put your arms across your chest and you went down. And I decided this one day that I was finally brave enough to go down the tall slide. And I noticed there were teenagers a little older than me at the bottom watching people come down the slide. So I'm old enough to care about other kids, but not old enough to be super aware and self-conscious. So it's cool with me. So I go down the slide. Yay, what fun. I stand up and I walk off and I do the swimsuit bottoms adjustment girls do. And that's when I heard the onlooking kids collapse into laughter. And I realized that it wasn't a simple adjustment. I had just performed, but a full wedgie removal. This slide was like a big sibling pulling your drawers as high up as they could go. I was embarrassed and I definitely didn't turn around and risk eye contact, but I remember also feeling, yeah, fair enough. I would have laughed too. I hope you did as well, Rachel X. Well, I went to many a water park growing up, and I want to tell you, it's not just a girl thing. Those really tall slides, they are so good. Boys have swimsuits that often have netting underwear inside, and that junk is free floating and separate from the trousers, the drawers, you know. And you can hide it a little better. But you walk it off.
You still got to pick it.
I can't imagine that these teenagers, you know, were allowed to stand there and just look at people's butts and laugh at them the entire time. But, you know, it'd be funny once. And then after that, it's just
going to that kid just got a wedgie going down the slide.
Like, I don't want to see kids' butts. It's gross. I don't know.
Yeah, if I was a lifeguard, I'd chase them rascals, those hooligans out of the park. Oh, get out of here, you punk kids.
You weirdos, you perverts. The other week, I mentioned as a weekly update, I think it was, that I had, on my trip to Florida, I had passed a gator on the side of the road, but it was headless. It had been hit by a car. And so Jake from Texas has a story about that. It's called Alligator Impact. So here we go.
Uh-oh. Hey, James, this is Jake from Texas. I'm calling for that story show. This last episode, you were talking about the alligator that was roadkill on the side of the road. And you were wondering what that would do to a car. Well, I have an answer for you, actually. This isn't my story. It's my brother-in-law's story. But he was driving his car down a road late at night, probably going a little faster than he should. But he saw these cars parked on the side of the road. And he's like, oh, somebody's either they ran out of gas or something happened and they need to get help. So he starts looking for a spot so he can pull over. Then he sees people with flashlights and he's like, huh, that's pretty weird seeing people with flashlights walking down the street. And then he sees it. There is not an adult alligator, not a baby alligator, but somewhere in the middle, like a teenage alligator, in the middle of the road, and he hits it going about 60 miles an hour.
Oh no.
He hit the brakes as soon as it happened.
Oh.
And
he has
the
an
only
audience.
Thing that happened to the car, apparently, was that the bracket that was holding the muffler, or one part of the muffler, the outtake valve, kind of broke off.
The outtake
so now
valve,
anytime
you know.
That you press the gas, you'll hear a noise. I know that sounds like Chewbacca.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's what an alligator getting hit by a car does to the car.
Oh.
So I thought I'd let you know that.
That's
right.
True.
Thanks for having the show.
Much
bye.
Fix it. You're welcome. Thank you, Jake from Texas, for filling us in.
The more you know.
The more you know. I got that one. But, yeah.
Don't hit gators.
Don't hit them. You know, and it is true. If you are in Florida and people are pulled over and there's flashlights out, it is a gator. It's a gator crossing the street. And people can't help it. They have to mess with them. I don't know why. But,
'cause it's a gator.
I had a situation. I never had cousins, but my mom did. And one time we were with her cousins and they were telling stories and so anyway, the guy had seen a gator on the side of the road. He climbed out of his truck. He goes up to it and starts tapping it with his daggum boot. And the gator didn't even hardly move. It just opened and closed its mouth and grabbed the toe of his boot and started doing this pull spin thing where he was pulling him into the ditch and he lost his boot. And I remember the... the cousin's mom, how she was related to my mom, but she was like, is that how you lost your boot? That's not what you told me. So, so he was well into his 30s by then. So it was okay. But anyway, that is our show for today. Surely you have a funny life story. Maybe you thought of one just now. Whatever your story is, call us toll free. 833-55-STORY or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, just think, hey!
Belongs on that story show.
It belongs on that story show, and I'm the Blood Man. Yeah, you gotta worry about those crazy people, man.
Yeah, and the people who try to hit on you by using their cute
their babies.
Child.
Yeah, John, I'm so surprised.
I am too.
So disappointed in you.
And
embarrassed. First of all, that it didn't work.
Well, you know, the thing is, she got quiet after that.
Yeah.
And she ignored us.
It's the creepiest dad I ever met. The creepiest dad is right over there. He hit on me.
So stupid. I'm sorry, lady, if you ever happen to listen to this episode. I was not.
My baby would ask you for your number. Because you're so attractive. And. Oh, I accidentally said that out loud.
Yeah, that's the story of my life.
It's the things we do to show off. It's bad.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.